Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, good day program, 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug and she's Jennifer Horn. A lot of people think this is the real program, Jennifer and Doug, that the other people who are on the program with us are ancillary, but it is you and me. Who, that's why I'm saying this. I'm aware of the questions that come from people who are oftentimes just focused on what you and I say, and they don't think about what Kenny says for whatever the reason, or Richie even dismisses Roberta. And I wonder why that is. Why do you think, Kenny, why do you think that is?
Wow.
No, why they focus on what Jennifer says?
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because she's very passionate about what she says.
Ah, really? And am I as well?
Sometimes, yeah.
Depends on what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same is true with her.
Yeah. But
Jennifer,
I think you're very
sometimes
passionate.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I think you're very passionate about your beliefs. You don't express them as often as does Jennifer.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
He does, though. Ken's getting there. You know, Ken and I both, I've noticed
that
we both have evolved into being more opinionated than we have in the past. Hmm. Ah, so take that, Dougie.
Well, there's an introduction that I would like to make. There's a young lady that you hear me referring to from time to time as Kara, C-A-R-A.
Yep.
And she has many things to say. She has been on board with this since Michael Fortier left about, I think it's almost a year. How long ago, Kara, did you
been a long time.
Come on board? Has it been a year? Where'd she go? She's not going to talk to us now.
Sorry, I was on the phone, actually.
Come on.
She's ordering a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want a what?
So when did you first show up, Kara?
Around the end of November. So almost a year.
Really? All right. End of November. And since then, when you first started, what did you honestly think was going on here? And what did you honestly think your chances of survival were?
Well, I hoped my chances of survival were 100%.
And?
I don't know. It was a lot to learn.
Right.
In a very short amount of time.
But even without learning, that was one part of it. But listening to what we're talking about, how we approach things, whether you think that we have the right. Every once in a while, you say something now because you have more courage. You're a little more comfortable in what's going on. You will say things that only we hear that are actually quite clever or quite relevant to what's going on. And the thing that I find distressing oftentimes, and I get this from my friend, but I also have gotten it over the years from Jennifer and Roberta, especially the import or impact of women or female voices, especially when it comes to spoken word formats. The talk shows, the news talk shows, have a very limited number of women who show up. Laura Ingraham is one who's, of all of the people who stand out and who are individual hosts by themselves, I think Laura's probably the most well-known. Do you think that's true or not?
Laura Ingraham, Dr. Laura.
Yeah, but
have to be named Laura.
Yeah,
Dana Lash, obviously, on one of Kara and Rich's people at Radio America.
Mm.
But, you know, that's pretty much it. And it's hard to find a woman that actually leads her own program. That's why I do a local show in Southern California that I get to lead. And that's really a big chunk of why I do it, because it is so rare that you find women that actually take a leading role in talk radio.
Well, this is a political talk radio. This program is not, Good Day is not aimed at being a political program. I like to steer us away from it as much as possible. Kind of hard now in the season we're in to stay away from it. But I'm really not eager to have a lot of political discussions because they chase people away one way or the other, one side or the other. That's why I try hard to get people on the program who have differing points of view. But when it comes to the kind of radio that I like, and the kind of radio, interestingly enough, that has the most longevity, Dr. Joy Brown is the longest. Laura Schlesinger is second, but she's only on Sirius now. Not that that isn't a good place to be, because it is, to a point. But radio stations that are, many of them struggling to find what they can do to stay in the talk format, because the talk format is the most popular of all the formats on the radio, but yet people are tiring of listening to the same voices, the same point of view, basically the same approach to things. So, and mostly it's male-driven. It's testosterone-fueled, whether it's sports talk radio or mostly the right-wing talk radio, angry guys, angry white guys who are basically all saying the same thing, and there are only two or three, maybe four, that are any good, whether it's certainly in the national front. And I don't know, in terms of local radio, there are four or five, six maybe, that I can think of. One of them is a guy named Mark Davis, who's on WBAP. No, he's off of BAP. He went to the Salem station in Dallas.
Yeah, he fills in quite a bit. He actually, when Michael Medved had his throat cancer, yeah, Mark Davis filled in a lot for him, and he's very good.
He's
very good.
Yeah, no, he's very good. And so, but what I guess I'm saying is, Kara, I encourage you to be a part of all of this because I want to hear your point of view. And I want to hear as many points of view as possible. That's why I love Facebook and Twitter, because there are lots of different points of view. But Kenny has to read that, even though we know it's a man or a woman. We attribute it to the people who are...
Well, and Kara brings something even more special than just her sex, Doug.
Yes.
She, you know, I used to be the young one on the show, but I've sort of become an old hag now.
No,
in all these years. Mm-hmm. I've been with you for over 9 years.
Yes.
So, you know, she's got the voice of the millennial generation, which I think is so important, because people, they're an elusive group of people. So
yeah. All right. So, Kara, you're elusive. That's how you've been branded. It's 13 past the hour. In a moment, we meet James Murphy, who is from Pixar Animation Studios, to talk about this animated short, Lava, which is our video of the day at DougStephan.com.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Fiber One. The most exciting summer holiday is upon us. And no, it doesn't involve fireworks. But you do get to indulge in America's favorite dessert whenever the craving strikes. July 30th is National Cheesecake Day. And this year, Fiber One has decided to turn it into a month-long celebration with its new cheesecake bars in two delectable flavors, salted caramel and strawberry. Lisa Lillian, best-selling author and creator of Hungry-Girl.com.
Summertime is full of temptation, so you need to choose wisely. There are lower calorie options for all of our favorite foods, even cheesecake. When you're looking for a sweet treat, try a portion-controlled Fiber One cheesecake bar. Each one has 150 calories and 20% of your daily fiber.
And what better way to celebrate than with a cheesecake sweepstakes? Visit Fiber One on Facebook for the chance to win a year's supply of Fiber One cheesecake bars and cash prizes through August 31st. For full rules, visit Facebook.com/Fiber One.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Music from Lava, Pixar animated short love story about two volcanoes.
A long, long time ago,
mi millions of years ago. It plays in theaters before Inside Out, the Pixar feature film. This song is written by James Murphy, who joins us. Mr. Murphy, congratulations on your success. Nice to have you here. And wishing
that he had. Thank you very much. It's great being here. Good morning.
What other, you've worked as an animator on some of these Pixar films as well. Which ones have you worked on, and which did you find yourself to be the ones that you enjoyed most?
I mean, I've been at Pixar now for 19 years, and the first film I worked on was A Bug's Life, and I've worked on Finding Nemo, Cars, Ratatouille, Incredibles, and you know, every single film has been just a joy to work on, and you know, I think one of the fun things about being an animator is we get to be the actors in the film without having to be the actors ourselves, that we're able to act through these characters, and you know, every single film has just been a wonderful opportunity to, you know, take on that role, whether it's a superhero or a car or a fish, or in this case, get to make singing volcanoes.
So, under the circumstances, what's different about the work of an animator, given we're in the computer age, versus what Walt Disney had to do when he drew the first Mickey Mouse cartoon?
You know, the only difference is the medium, but you know, the actual approach is the same. In 2D animation, which is what Walt Disney was doing back in the day, you were filming drawings, and so you were acting or bringing the characters to life through drawings. And what we do, instead of drawing the character, we're actually posing a 3D model to bring that character alive, you know. And as an animator, whether you're drawing or whether you're a 3D animator, you really need to be a student of movement, a student of behavior, a student of acting, and that's true in any medium.
So, what you do at your workstation, though, is I'm trying to sort of imagine what it's like to be you working on an idea and who you confer with, or are you all by yourself?
You are, the majority of the time you're by yourself, you know, and what you're trying to do is you come up with an idea or a way you want to approach a scene, and you try to block that scene out in probably the quickest, most simple way, and then you show that scene to the director. So the director is, you know, the person on the film that has the unique or singular vision for the entire film. And we have every morning what's called dailies, where you show your work not only to the director, but all the other animators that are also working on the film. And through that process of reviewing is how you, you know, get through that idea.
How has that, the being the animator, helped you direct? Because this short we're talking about, Lava, which is our video of the day, is directed by you. This is your first time as a director, right, in a film like this?
Yes. You know, it's helped me in a lot of ways. I think by, you know, kind of growing up at Pixar and working for what I think are some of the best animation directors in the history of animation, like John Lasseter, Andrew Stanton, Pete Docter, Brad Bird, I've been able to see how these different directors have approached directing and been able to apply that in Lava. And every single director has a different way of, you know, of directing. And in the end, this entire process is so collaborative because it takes so many people to make these films. Even the short, you know, we probably had 100 people on this film. So you're really about corralling everybody's individual talents into a unique singular vision. And this is the first time that I've had the responsibility of carrying that singular vision through all the way till the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a work of art. That's why we have it as the video of the day at DougStephan.com. I noticed that the tune itself, number 3 on Amazon soundtracks chart, number 2 on the iTunes soundtrack chart. So it must be having an impact. And we'll call attention to your work. So I wish you good luck. Thank you for being here to explain how this interesting business works. James Murphy, the director of Lava, here on Good Day. Oh, Lava.
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits is 66 today, responsible for our thought of the day. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Thus this tune. Crank it up, Kara. Dire Straits is a country act?
No.
No. We don't say that. But this sounds like he's a guitarist. I've written a lot of the songs for this group, right? London guy.
He sings them.
And he's the lead vocal, right?
Right.
On all these. He also had a group called the Notting Hill Billies. You ever hear of them? Mostly, where Dire Straits, though, the name Dire Straits?
It's a great name.
It is. Where'd it come from? Anybody know? I'd like to know.
Maybe he was in Dire Straits.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about what
he
the,
was in trouble.
What's the implication of that? Thank you, Jennifer. What's the implication of that phrase, I'm in dire straits? It means you're broke, usually. And I'm going to bet that these guys spent a lot of their time when they first got started broke. Right?
Oh,
now,
sure.
Yeah. International success.
Most musicians do.
Yeah. Well, you have to ply your trade. Sometimes people are lucky. Would you say Taylor Swift was lucky? She started success when she was, what, 17, 18?
Even younger than that. I think that she was lucky, but I think she had a really clear vision of what she wanted to do at a young age, and she worked for it. I mean, she walked door to door.
Yeah, she did really knock everybody on their ear from the earliest times. And I mean, the talent is different than that little worm, Justin Bieber. I find that there's not much talent there, but there's a lot of excitement about him for whatever the reason. But you go back to Knopfler, who, as I said, is 66 today, born in 1949. He's produced a lot of film scores as well. A lot of these guys, Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues, asked a lot. I think he works with Knopfler on some of these. They score lots of movies. They'll go sit in a room and watch the movie being played or the roughs put together, and then they'll come up with ideas for music. Sometimes it's original music. Sometimes it's music. It's a real talent. You know, sometimes pop music gets put into these movies. Where do you think that comes from? You think somebody just says, oh, let's grab this, and no. They bring guys in like Knopfler and Hayward, and they say, "What? Well, you watch the movie. Get a feel for it. Tell us what you think belongs in there. Can you create the music for this? Or do we need to go outside or underscore it with something that's popular?" A lot of people don't know that at all. But I find it interesting that Knopfler worked a lot with various people. His career has been very, very broad. Chet Atkins, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, George Jones, Emmylou Harris, Phil Lynott, Van Morrison, Steely Dan, Sting, James Taylor, all have had, he's actually been a session musician for them. I'm certainly, you know, I think Eric Clapton has done that, Kenny, too, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to sit in, and I don't know, I don't get that that's something that Bob Dylan would do, or that Van Morrison would do. Well, Van's not really a musician. He doesn't play an instrument, per se. It's his voice. At least he's not known for that. So anyway, I thought that you'd be interested to get an honorary doctorate degree in music from three universities in England. Mark Knopfler, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. 28 after on Good Day. About any trumpet playing. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Greetings, kids. I'm the Wyndham Rewards Wizard.
Dad, you said that we will have a donkey.
Timmy, your dad has earned something better. What's this?
Whoa, where are we?
All those business trips earned so many points. Now you're in Orlando.
You're the best, Dad.
Not Dad. Super Dad. Wizard out.
15,000 Wyndham Rewards points earns a free night at Baymont Inn and Suites or over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. Start with our summer bonus point offer. Visit BaymontInns.com for details.
You've earned this.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people.
Change after the hour. Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn. Kara Shulman. How do you like to pronounce your last name? I've not made myself aware of, because it looks like you pronounce it a couple of different ways the way you spell it.
Well, I pronounce it Shillin.
Shillin, but you could pronounce it Shillian.
I mean,
right?
It doesn't have an I in it.
But I could.
You could.
You could pronounce it Smith if you wanted to, but
I thought it was Sillian. It's not. I put an extra I in there.
Well, that's not how you spell it, but I probably won't spell it on air.
Really? Okay. Yeah, because then a lot of people send you things.
Yeah, all my fans.
All your fans. All right, we'll see if we can get you a fan base here. Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter. So the things that are occupying people's minds are not always, who am I to say, I wish your mind was occupied with this versus that. There are a couple of things that I think I would wish or hope that you were involved in perhaps more than you are. Let me give you a reason or two to think differently about a couple of different issues. For example, how long has it been since you even thought about the Keystone Pipeline?
It's been a minute.
The president said, no, we're not going to do it.
Right.
This
not going to do it, veto it, end
yeah.
story.
This thing's been going around. They've been dragging us around for 6.5 years. And so now the decision on what to do, the decision has been all along, I was under the impression anyway that it was no. But apparently there was a challenge to that. So, okay, we'll think about it some more. But in the meantime, the State Department has been sort of the lead here. The White House has sort of passed everybody over to the State Department because the idea for the pipeline is from Canada that the oil will come. And the pipeline crosses the United States
goes down to the Gulf. Yep.
Right. Okay. So George Bush, George W., he was the one that wanted more pipelines, or at least his people did, mostly Cheney because of his background as an oil man and Rumsfeld as well. So they convinced him to let's get going on these and you can take presidential authority, fix it so that these the pipelines require a presidential permit if they go over international borders, that is Canada or Mexico. Okay, mm-hmm. So that was great at work for Bush because he wanted more pipelines.
Right.
However, whoops. So now Bush is gonzo.
Works great for Obama. Who doesn't want more pipelines? You know, from what I hear, the states are in favor of this offense
yes.
or not, but the states are really in favor of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also heard that this pipeline is getting built no matter what. Either the money's going to go to the United States or the money is going to go to Canada. So, I don't know.
Well, you can run a pipeline over to Vancouver and dump the oil out that way.
Mm-hmm, that's
if you want
what they're
to do that.
Do in Canada, I think.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I mean, what's the big issue with it happening? I mean, to me, it creates jobs, although limited. I mean, they're not ongoing jobs, but it does create temporary jobs. And it seems like it would be a boost to the economy. What is some of the argument against
right.
it?
Can I make a suggestion to all of you?
Yes.
Just Google pipelines, oil pipelines in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the results, you will see 80, I believe it's 84, but I'm not sure. It's 80-some-odd pipelines that crisscross this country now. Who even knew that? My son, who is very much in favor of this.
And who cares?
And who say that, when I went to Alaska in 1997, I think it was, we went to four or five of us. Who were talk people went up to Alaska to at the invitation of whatever the oil company, I forget who there was, a pipeline company that was building the pipeline, hadn't finished it yet, wanted us to look at what happened, what were the ramifications, because it was controversial at the time, and environmental people used to say, oh my God, you're going to kill all the wildlife, all the moose will be dead, all the birds will die, everybody's a fish, everybody's going to get killed. Well, when we were up there, the most interesting thing that I saw two things that grabbed my memory or stay in my mind more than anything else. One of them was a family of moose who were living under the pipeline and who were thriving because the pipeline is warm. The grasses around the pipeline grow all the time, thus making the livestock that's around the pipeline much healthier than they would have been if they couldn't get through the snow and the ice to whatever forage there is underneath it. So that was number one. Number two was that I saw, at least on three different occasions, guys taking pot shots using the pipeline as target practice, and they'd shoot at the pipeline, and of course it would spring an oil leak and somebody'd have to fix it, and so they put fences around to keep people away, but if you got a gun that shoots a long ways away, and they do it just for fun. So they put some kind of sealer on the pipeline that keeps it from being penetrable, is that the right word, by bullets. Most of it, I mean, you can, if you're really a hardcore, somebody that's got bullets that are what do they call them, iron-piercing or metal-piercing bullets, you can use those, I suppose. You're really nuts. But the point is that these things bring opportunity. They help livestock. They don't hurt it. So all the EPA people and the PETA people and all everybody else who jumps around about these things are just frankly wrong. So what is the objection? The Bush people that are pushing him to say no, they all say, oh, it's environmentally unreasonable. This goes across a part of our country that has the least amount of population of anywhere where you can see, if you look at where the pipelines are now, most of them are over the East Coast, east of the Mississippi, right? Did both of you go and look at where the pipelines are? No.
I did not.
No. I've seen the map before. I know what you're talking about. I didn't look right now. But
yeah. All right. So anyway.
As far as the environmental stuff goes, though, unless there's a leak, there's really no environmental impact. I mean, we have more of an issue with the EPA dunking, making a mistake and poisoning a lot of wildlife with metal toxicity.
So just for your information, since 2004, there are 8 applications. Let's see here. They've all been processed and approved. Permits reissued for existing pipelines are not included in the 8 that have been applied for since 2004. So what's the big deal about this one? It's a 1,000-mile project called the Alberta Clipper for some. I don't get the ones who were the big contributors to Obama, like these Earth Justice groups. They're the ones who are lobbying, and that's what this is. It's a lobbying effort to keep this from coming to pass. Ridiculous. So say those of us who are here that are sort of in the know. In a moment, Jennifer referred to the sludge in the lake in Colorado, more about the contaminated water from the mistake. Why did it happen? Why has this water been in the situation it's in for, since 1925 it's been there? Why all of a sudden is it an issue? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many travelers, family comes first. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly half of Americans prefer to go on a dream vacation with their families. But bringing the whole family can put a strain on the budget. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Many of us love taking trips with our families, but too often as the headcount adds up, so do the costs. Whenever I'm planning a family vacation, I start by making sure I use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card to earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend. Whether I'm making everyday purchases or shopping during vacation, using the right Travel Rewards credit card helps me get the most out of my purchases. That way I can save up points and use them on more than just flights, which comes in handy when I'm trying to please the whole family. Whether we're exploring a museum or riding coasters at a theme park, I use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card to cover travel expenses and keep the fun going.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. They say that every dog has his day, but let's hope that a recent lawsuit filed over a popular dog treat never sees its day in court.
A New York man has filed a class action lawsuit against the makers of bacon strips, claiming he was misled into thinking the treats are made primarily from real bacon. The treats do resemble bacon, and TV ads depict a cartoon dog asking, "Where's the bacon?" But aren't we humans supposed to be smarter than our dogs? The labeling on the treats clearly states that bacon is only a minor ingredient in bacon strips, and the product complies with all state and federal labeling requirements. Despite this, the man is still suing for $5 million. Let's be fair. Millions of consumers have used this product for their pets for more than 20 years, knowing full well it's not really bacon. Lawsuits like this make a mockery of our justice system. And because of that, the rest of us, who would never think of filing a lawsuit like this, are the ones who are now doing the begging. Begging for more common sense in our courts. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
A Harris poll found that nearly 70% of Americans are planning a summer trip this year. Even if your calendar says August, you can still pack up the car and hit the road. But make sure you take the items that will allow you and your friends to have maximum fun. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Let's start with music. You'll want a great playlist that can transition from the car to the beach. Portable speakers and beach games are also a must. Stock the car with towels, sunscreen, water, and snacks so you're always ready to take a last-minute getaway. Speaking of snacks, when you get that urge for something sweet, tear open a pack of M&M's Crispy, backed by popular demand. M&M's Crispy, with its sweet rice puff center and candy coating, is a satisfying chocolate treat at 180 calories per singles pack. They're a delicious way to enjoy a treat with fewer calories without sacrificing great taste. So snack on and have the road trip you deserve. For more information on M&M's Crispy, please visit MMS.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Know-how!
Rust. It can turn a 10-minute fix into a knuckle-busting, tirade-inducing all-day affair. But with PB Blaster Penetrating Catalyst for just $3.99 a can at Napa, you can cut through rust with ease and get $3 back with a mail-in rebate. With PB Blaster for $3.99, your 10-minute fix will take just 10 minutes to fix. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/15.
Anybody remember this song beside me?
I don't think I do remember it now.
I'm going to bet this is a one-hit wonder, Kenny. We might want to check that out. I'm also going to bet that it was early 70s, if I am being served correctly by my memory, because I remember playing it as a disc jockey, and I was into talk by 74, so it would have been, I'm pretty sure, in the early 70s. Christie was the name of the recording artist that did Yellow River, which brings us around to that sludge in the lake in Colorado, the EPA cleanup. Now, it's okay to blame the EPA. There's plenty of blame to go around here, and it's all right. But what people are forgetting about this, and who thought that I'd stand up for the EPA? I'm not really. I just think we ought to know all of the story. I get caught sometimes with my pants down because I don't know all the nuance of a story, and it'd be real easy for me, and I think I was yesterday, to be pretty critical of the EPA. What I wanted to know is why this was in this sort of a lake bed in the first place.
What were they doing, right?
How long has it been there? What were they doing?
I can't tell you how long it's been going on, but I know that this has been an area that has been, they knew that it was bad.
This
here.
Mine opened up in 1925.
All right. And the 3 million gallons of the metal laden water that was released.
I mean, look at it. It's all yellow.
It's disgusting.
It really is disgusting.
I mean, it's like soup. I mean, it's just gross.
Yeah.
But apparently they were doing some maintenance. EPA was doing some maintenance and cleaning of the area. And I think they were using heavy equipment that accidentally punctured.
An excavator hit a hole in the side. Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah. That started the release of this stuff.
Yeah. So now the lady who runs the EPA visiting out there, trying to smooth everything over. Maybe at least it'll keep the EPA and some of their clowns at bay for a while, keep them from coming up with any more stupid regulations.
Yeah, keep them busy, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, the story of the Walmart truck driver who was involved in the accident with Tracy Morgan. The results of the inquiry are back now And the truck driver's name, Kevin Roper of Jonesboro, Georgia, according to the information that's been released, could have avoided the crash if he was driving the speed limit, but he was working past that. And so he didn't stop. He was in a work zone, which is a 45-mile-an-hour zone. He was going 65 when he went into it. Apparently, he was half asleep. Listen to this, though. This is what's going to hang Walmart. They're going to pay through the nose. Because this guy had already driven 800 miles from Benton, Georgia, their headquarters, up to the Walmart Distribution Center in Delaware. He dropped off a load, picked up another load, and headed back to Georgia without stopping for sleep. So the guy had already driven 800 miles. He's going to drive another 800 miles back and not sleep.
I don't think this is just a one-off instance either. I think this happens a lot with people driving trucks.
And they're supposed to not happen because there are rules and regulations, logs, there are computers and all kinds of things in these trucks that keep track of what they're doing, and there's some way they get around it or Walmart doesn't care. So Walmart is going to, they got plenty of cash, and they're going to lose plenty of it in this deal because of this driver. There's real food for thought when it comes to driving. Next time I see a Walmart truck, I'm staying a long ways away from it. It's 10 minutes before the hour, and good day.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Doug Steffen now with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology reporter for Newsweek. For Newsweek, no, I was just talking to a reporter from Newsweek. Hayes from Men's Health Magazine. Got to get all the publications straight here. And he wants to help you understand, sort of in the light of the Hillary Clinton private email server thing, what using your personal email for work does for you or doesn't do for you, and vice versa, because that's the real issue here. No, I don't really care about Hillary Clinton, but I want to learn a lesson from all of this focus. All right, Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine on technology. So Mrs. Clinton is giving her private email service to Justice Department. So what? Who cares? Big deal. I don't care at all, except for the fact, and you've helped me understand this, Greg, that there is a lesson to be learned by all of you, all of us who, as she did, used her own email for quote-unquote work. So why is that not good, and why is the reverse not good?
Yeah, so take her name out of the headline and put your name in the headline. Right. Because let's start with, I use my personal email for work. Now, it's such a dangerous thing to do, I almost don't know where to start.
Why?
Well, so first of all, I'm using my personal email for work. Occasionally I share some things that are, you know, sensitive or company secrets. I'm not an expert at protecting my email.
Mm-hmm.
So I should leave that up to my company. So if there's a problem with email, it's not my problem. It's the company's problem. But you know what else? I may have done nothing wrong. Just the appearance of me using my email for company stuff can put me looking in a bad light. It may look suspicious. I may have actually done nothing wrong, but the appearance is I had something to hide, or I broke company policy, or maybe I leaked something that I shouldn't have, and the company can't go back and validate all that. Hillary Clinton is going to turn over her server, but we don't know what was done to
what
the
does
server
that mean,
before.
The server? What's the server? What is it? How do you do that?
Well, I think in this case it's a physical piece of hardware with
from
memory.
Taken out of a tower?
Or the tower itself, yes.
Okay.
So, but the point is, we don't know what was done to the server before they turn it over. So again, it may only be about appearances, but appearances can kill you. If you use your work email for personal stuff, make no mistake, everything you do by email, on your company phone, on any device owned by your company, or any account owned by your company, they can read every word of it. So if you take your company laptop and your teenager is writing a report on breast cancer, could your company interpret that as you, if you're a woman, doing research on breast cancer because you have breast cancer? And could that, you can see all kinds of implications from using any hardware or accounts from work for personal, because anything you do belongs to your company. Oh, you're doing a job search on your company computer. That's probably not going to look good.
Not too bright either.
But people do these kinds of things every day. Your personal life is your personal life. Your work life is your work life, and your devices and your accounts should be completely separate, or you risk having headlines about you like Hillary and Clinton is dealing with today.
Really? Headlines. I wear pink underpants.
Well, we all know that, Doug.
Oh. Thank you. Greg Stevens here with us on Good Day. Thanks, Greg.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged. Good night. New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15, see store or staples.com for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.